Welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, broadcasting live from Los Angeles. The topic of this week, we're going to be talking about how the mind and the thoughts will keep you away from experiencing your true self, which is true love. When you begin to do the work and you begin to notice the power of the heart, you begin to become aware of the presence. This is the presence of God, which is inside you, and it's surrounding you and everybody else. It's the being. When you connect with your own being at this place, then what happens, with the right guidance, you can observe your mind. You can see that there's a stream of thoughts passing through your mind. Your mind is always having thoughts passing through it. Now, I'm going to use a metaphor to help you make this very simple to understand. You are the observer. You're the watcher. You're the one who is aware. A human being, their job is to be aware. You can never not be aware. You're aware of the sounds outside. You're aware of your computer. You're aware of your phone. You're aware of the sirens of the police cars or ambulances or whatever on the street. You're aware of everything. So your awareness. You're also simultaneously aware of your thoughts, that you got all these thoughts going through your mind. But you're not always thinking. There's not always thoughts passing through your mind. If you were your thinking mind, then you could never be able to come and tell me that, Zarathustra, my mind is driving me crazy. I have so much thoughts. Because if you were your thoughts, you wouldn't be able to know. You wouldn't be able to distinguish, because that's who you are. The fact that you can observe your thoughts and you can make a report that my mind is very busy, it's driving me crazy, is because you're not your mind. You're separated from your mind. You're somewhere else. So here's the mind running, and here you are. So you may say, okay, Zarathustra, what do I do now? How do I free myself from this busy mind? Actually, with the right training, it's not really that difficult to separate yourself from your mind and not to be the victim of your thoughts anymore, because your thoughts can take you to some really dark places and it can create a lot of suffering for you. So imagine of the blue sky. The blue sky is always blue. The only reason the sky is not blue is because of the clouds that are passing through it. But let's say you have like 3 months of gray weather. It's cloudy every day. There's all kinds of storms passing through. There's hail, there's snow, there's thunder. But after 3 months of really bad weather, what happens? The clouds go away, and when you look into the sky, you see the sky is still blue. The sky never come and tell you that I'm not going to be blue anymore. I'll be light blue, or I'm going to have some scratches on me, and I'll have some pink in me. The sky always remains blue no matter what happens, no matter how many storms go through it. The storms and the clouds can never touch the sky, but they can clutter it, and you don't see the blue sky. Similarly, the same thing. You are the awareness. You're the watcher. You're the witness. You are witnessing your thoughts. The thoughts are passing in front of you, but you're not your thoughts. You're the one who's observing it. You're the one who's aware of them. You're the one who's witnessing them, but you are not the thoughts. So if you try any kind of system, any sort of training to stop your mind, then you're going to fail, because you're using the mind to stop the mind. You may come say to me, Zarathustra, I'm really suffering from a very busy mind. My mind is driving me crazy. I have all this fear, all this anxiety. all these suicidal thoughts. I hate myself. I don't love myself. I'm afraid of a lot of things. So then I would say, why don't we step back and bring you into the heart, bring you to where you're connected to the divine self, yourself, and from this place, you can observe the thoughts. So what happens is we shift your attention. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring your attention inwards to the source of the thoughts. Where do the thoughts come from? So we're going to follow your thoughts back all the way to the source. And when you come to the source, or let's say from the mind to the heart, and you come back to this place, and as you follow the thoughts back, and let's say you come to, like there's a lake, there's a pond, there's a clear lake, and the thoughts come out of it, and you're following the thoughts back, and all of a sudden you come to the lake, and you jump in the lake, and you realize there's no thoughts. And we can do it right now. You bring your attention inwards, and you take the attention to the observer, the one who is observing, not what she or he observing. We're not trying to stop the thoughts. We're not trying to do positive thinking or positive visualization. We're simply observing. We're simply bringing our attention to the observer. You bring your attention to the one who is observing, but not what is being observed. And if you pay attention, you realize your mind becomes absolutely quiet. All of a sudden, there are no thoughts. Then a thought comes, says, oh, I'm bored. Or a thought comes to your mind, says, oh, I need to pay my bill. I have to send an email. I need to go and exercise. I need to feed my dog. I need to go pick up my kids from school. So the thoughts will come. So that's a thought. What you do is you simply are observing the thought, and you don't get involved with it. And the thought may be a great thought. It may be a wonderful, holy thought or a constructive thought. But it still doesn't matter. It's a thought. Thoughts are weightless. They don't have any weight. So you're going to get a thought goes through your mind that, hey, you're not pretty enough. You're unattractive. And what happened is you pick up the thought, and then the thought drags you down because it was only a thought traveling to your mind. And a thought, when you pick it up, becomes like a thief. Like there's a thief in your home. It's simply a thought. Now, what's the difference between a thought goes to your mind that I am ugly or I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy to find my partner in life, I'm not worthy to be loved. It's a thought, right? What's the difference between that thought and a thought that I want to go cross the street and get myself a cup of coffee? Okay, you're at your home, you're relaxed, or you're doing something, you're behind your computer, and you know, you go a page, all of a sudden you see a photo of someone very good looking on Instagram or Facebook, and a thought comes to your mind that, oh my God, they're so good looking and I'm not good looking. Or they seem like so happy, that's a very happy couple, and I'm unhappy. So a thought comes for you, okay? Now, when that thought comes, oh, that couple look very happy, and I'm not happy, and then the feeling comes. Now you're feeling inadequate. You feel like there is something wrong in your life. You feel like you have to have more. So you picked up the thought, and that thought is going to lead you to another thought. Okay, I don't have enough money. I don't have the right body, I don't have the right place, I'm not in the right house, I need to have more. Because now you're thinking you have to get things, acquiring things to make you happy. In this work, I'm trying to show to you that you really don't need to get anything in this life to be happy, because your happiness is not into getting more things, adding more things. Your happiness is to migrate from the world of thoughts to come here to recognize the presence. Because when you're not thinking and you move from thinking into to the being, you migrate here. Every time you switch, you may want to call it meditation, but whatever it is, every time you switch from the thoughts and you come here, every single time, anywhere you are in the world, in any position, you can try it on your own. All of a sudden, you feel the presence. When you switch from the mind and you come here, all of a sudden, everything's calm, everything's quiet, it's warm and fuzzy, and you feel the presence of the being. You start to feel the love which is here, because you're not thinking, you're not in your mind. And in that, all of a sudden, you begin to feel you're whole, you're complete. So then you move on with your day, then there's another thought comes. Oh, I'm such a slacker. I'm not going to the gym 3 times a week. I'm not da-da-da-da-da-da. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. All of my friends around my age, by now, they're married. They're happy. They own a home. So another series of thoughts come to your mind, comparing you to something else. So you're buying the thoughts, and what does it do? It creates suffering. You're suffering. So again, you come back, you get into a training, a systematic training of shifting from all these thoughts to coming back to the center. You come back to your center again, and then all of a sudden everything becomes calm and quiet. Because when you come back to your center, here, right now, there is no story. Your life story is not here. Here it becomes calm, quiet, it's centered. You feel the presence and you feel the being. You feel God. The truth of the matter is that there's only one being, one God, one presence, one spirit. And that one spirit runs through every human being, everything in the universe. That's one spirit. And that one spirit, one God, one love, is responsible for feeding each and every one of us. Because we have this thinking mind, we keep thinking that I am responsible for feeding myself. I am responsible to go out there and make money. I am responsible for accomplishment. And then when I don't accomplish and I lose, I fail, I beat myself up, because I'm having this false identity that I'm the one who does it. But in reality, there's nothing you do. You're not the one who's doing it. It's the presence doing it through you. Whether your actions are good or your actions are bad, it doesn't matter. It's the presence who is doing things through you. So when you get invited and you come on this path of spiritual world and you're coming back home, as this is what's happening right now, we're coming more, we're diverted towards God, we're coming home to the heart, to the love, we begin to feel the presence, we start to notice that there's an order in this life. There is a magic, that this magic put things together. There's a power, that this power lines things up in a magical way. In the most unexpected way, all of a sudden your needs get met. And as you notice this transaction, the more you pay attention, the more you let go of this imaginary wheel that you're hands on, the more you let it go, the more you sink in here, and the more you see how things come together magically. And slowly, slowly, you're migrating, because you're becoming more the observer of the mind rather than being the mind. And in that, expansion starts to happen, because you're kicking back, you're relaxing in trusting life, in accepting life that you're taken care of. The more you trust it, The more you let go, the more it gets expanded. An expansion happens. So in expansion, everything becomes possible. When you're contracted and you're like, this has to happen, this has to happen, I have to find a partner, I have to find love in my life, I have to get rich, I have to that, it's contraction. Things, there is no room for things to happen. But when you let go and you're like, oh, okay, I surrender, then things fall into places. Things come because you're letting it, you're expanding. And life brings you things. You need help, it will come. You need guidance, you will come. You need teacher, it will come. You need money, it will come. Everything will just fall into places because you're feeling the presence, you're feeling God in your heart, and you're trusting it, and you're operating from this place of intuitive knowing rather than your mind. And now you can observe your mind. You can see that you are not this thing. This thing is just going like crazy. You're not trying to fight it. You're only watching it. You watch your mind. Same thing, you're watching your emotions. They come and they go. How many times a day do you change your emotions? You get up in the morning and you may be happy. Then an hour after, you get an email or a text message and now you're depressed. Then you turn on the news, then you're in fear, because the job of the news is to create fear, to put fear in your heart. Then by afternoon, somebody calls you and tells you, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Now you're in just panic. Your emotions come and go all the time, like your thoughts. They're passing through you all the time. But who remains here? Who is it that's observing all these thoughts coming and going? And who is here that is observing the emotions come and go? To whom do they come and go? Somebody here must be at all time still. Someone's still, stationary, and things passing in front of that person. Because if you're not still and you're not stationary, then how can you detect movements? How can you see things come and go? If you're in a car driving and you're going parallel to a train is going and you're driving parallel to the train, and you're going in the same speed, you can never tell the train is moving because you're both going in the same speed, parallel to each other. But if you're standing up and a train is passing by, then you know movement. Something's moving because you're observing movement. Why are you observing movement? Because you're not moving. You're still. So what I'm telling you is you are never moving. You are still. You're being the presence, the observer, the watcher, the one who has watched all of your life. All of your life has passed in front of you because you never move. You're always stationary. And the reason that you can watch your mind and you can see thoughts passing by is because you are not, one, you're not affected. Two is you're not moving. You're always still in one place observing. You've been doing it all of your life. From the time you were born, you've been doing it. Till now, nobody told you about it. No one has ever trained you or have told you that you are not your passing thoughts. All of your education, all of your life, your schooling, your parents, your teacher, the priest, church, education, media, everybody is telling you you are what you're thinking. Everybody is telling you whatever you're feeling is who you are. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to fix your thoughts and you're trying to fix your emotions. But you're neither your thoughts nor your emotions. That's why you can't fix them. You're the observer of your thoughts and your emotions. You're the one who's aware of them, but you're not them. And since you're not your thoughts and you're not your emotions, a lot of your emotions are not yours. Like if you live in a big city, like I live in Los Angeles, there's a lot of anxiety in this city. There's a lot of fear. But when I drive and go in a desert, I go to Joshua Tree, I go to Sedona, I get away from busyness. Or 2 weeks ago, I went to Yosemite. I didn't feel any emotions. I was there. I was just very calm, quiet. My mind was not busy. There was very little thoughts in my mind. And then I come back to Los Angeles. I can feel people's emotions all the time. And I live in Venice Beach, but if I go to Hollywood, it gets worse. I can experience anxiety there. And then when I go towards the nature, and I love to go hiking, I love to spend time in the nature, everything becomes super quiet because my receptives are not picking up fear, worry, anxiety of other people, and I'm not picking up the desires of other people unless you learn. And you go into the right training. I'm not talking about pseudo spirituality. I'm not talking about today's spirituality, which throws you off. It puts you in the wrong path because it's teaching you that you have the power of getting anything you want, and it's teaching you that you can manifest anything you want. That is the opposite of what I teach because that activates your mind and your emotions. That makes things worse. This teaching is about separating yourself from your thoughts, separating yourself from your emotions, and separating yourself from the body, even your body. Finding your true place. What is your true place? Your true place is the heart, the state of being, calmness, quiet, balance, equilibrium, where it's peaceful, always. Not peace come and go, peace all the time. And that is when you learn to switch your attention from the objects and you bring your attention inwards. And then everything in your life calms down and becomes quiet because you become quiet. And as you become more quiet and centered, means you have discovered the love, you're realizing that God. Not in a religious way when I say God. I'm not talking about this guy up there who's got white hair, white beard, and he's got a stick in his hand that every time you think about sex, he wants to beat you up because it's attaching sex to shame and guilt. I'm not talking about that God. That's something created. I'm talking about through God. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about how beautiful you are. Where you're here in your heart, you're so beautiful. My God, when we sit together and we're doing the work and you guys come to your divine place, I can't tell you how beautiful. I can't tell you how much love I feel from you because I see your true beauty and you're not involved in your head. And it makes me want to do whatever I can for you. It makes me want to help and be available for you. It makes me want to give you everything I've got because I see the real you. Your guards are away, you're not in your head, and the love, the power you have, that love is shining so brightly. And I want you to see this yourself. I want you to realize who you are, how beautiful you are, how much love is in your power. This love you have heals them. But we have been brainwashed and trained, and also throughout our childhood we've been damaged with all these damages that we have received, and we forget who we are. We have forgotten who we are. We have become something we're not. We have forgotten the way of the heart because our mind's driving us crazy. So we gotta go back. We gotta migrate back to the heart. And in this life we want to come to true happiness, true love, of loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, who we are. We want to become and reach our fullest potential. That's the presence. That's the recognition. The recognition of the divine self. The recognition of God here. It's here all the time. All the time, 24/7, every day of your life, you have the kahuna, her majesty, hugging you, holding you, carrying you, loving you every moment. It's your natural birthright. It's your birthright. You were born with it. You have God inside you, surrounding you, all over you, continuously showering you. Yet the mind and the conditioning of the mind and all these thoughts are cluttering the truth of who you are. So it's not that I have to help you find God, because it's already here. It's for me to remove these obstacles and these clouds so you recognize. So we're getting close to the end of our academy. We'll have next academy is going to be next Wednesday. I'm sorry, I talked a lot and I didn't get into the part of opening space for us to be talking. So I apologize for that, but we're running out of time. So we'll do it next week. A couple quick announcements. We're having a shamanic healing event next Thursday. And so you can go over my website and you can register at zarathustra.tv, which is my website. And then followed by that, on the weekend, I'm going to have a two-day workshop. The workshop starts from 9 to 1 every day, Saturday and Sunday. And the workshop is about 5D quantum awareness, the direct experience. So the workshop is going to be about how we can operate and reach fifth dimensional quantum awareness and have a direct experience of the self. In addition to that, I have created a one-on-one VIP tailor-made program, which is called Life Training Program. And I do have space for two students to enroll. And this is a three-month program. It's tailor-made for your needs, which we meet, and then I will design it for you. And we start working on that. So if you're interested, you can email me, and we'll set up a consultation appointment, and I'll give you more details about this program, and then we'll identify to see if this is for you or not, if it's going to benefit. Feel free to contact me. My information is info@zarathustra.tv. info@zarathustra.tv. And my website is zarathustra.tv. Well, thank you for joining me, sending you my love and light. Love you very much.